Alright, Inside Out Radio, you're now rolling with your boys, myself, Zia, we've got the big homie, aka the number one Mike Recca, Logan Starrock, in the place right now.
What up?
What's good?
Hey, is this thing on?
Hello?
Wait, is that the side or is this the side?
Haven't you ever been in a recording studio before?
I can never get it right.
You're just go with your gut instinct. It's normally the right thing to do.
The right thing to do.
Yeah, so I was in here last week because it was Canada Day.
Oh, sick.
And I was celebrating being a Canadian in a very serious way. I said thank you to everyone I saw, and it was tremendous.
I also had a tremendous day.
What did you do on Canada Day to celebrate Canada?
I can't remember.
How Canadian of you.
Yeah.
Very good.
I forgot the past.
The past. Let's dwell on that subject for a second. What are your feelings towards the past?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I've had some good times, I've had some not so good times, but, you know, at the end of the day, what can you do, right?
True words have never been spoken. So today, on today's show, Logan and I will play some music, and you will enjoy it. We should probably fill you in on an event that's occurring in 2 weeks' time.
Take it away.
It's called Easy, or EZ, however you would like to spell it or say it. It is a party with Logan Starrock, Andrew, Project Pablo, Lyndon Croy, and myself. The location is as yet undisclosed, but will be known closer to the date. It will be an evening of dancing, and I invite you all out to come.
There, it will take place half indoors and half outdoors as well, and there will be fresh air.
And there will be refreshments.
Yeah.
And we invite you for your dancing pleasure.
It'll be quite the pleasant time.
And with that, Logan and I shall commence playing 1 hour worth of dance music. Cheers.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
it's here.
It's very hot in the studio. I know summer's here and it's really hot in the studio.
Summertime is here. I love summer. What are some of your favorite things about summer, Zia?
There's a number of things. I can drink outside.
Oh, you can't, actually.
Oh, shoot. You're right. I can't.
It's not legal.
I can go to the bike rave.
You could do that. Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, cool boat parties. Like, there's, like, the Heineken one, the white party.
Oh, that's going to be really sick.
All the rooftop, like, bars are open, so I'm really amped on that.
The Keg has a great patio.
Yeah, yeah. I can stop wearing, like, long sleeve shirts.
I've been spending my summer tuning up my my tuner cars inside Forza 4 on Xbox 360. My favorite one that I got is a Silvia.
What are some other of your favorite cars?
Bugatti.
That's a great one. I like the Koenigsegg.
That's a nice car too.
Yeah, it's my future car.
What kind of car do you have?
Honda Civic Si.
That's like good on gas. It's an excellent vehicle. You're gonna get the most bang for your buck, really. It's gonna last you for a long time. Parts are readily available.
1986 two-door Toyota Corolla. Shout out to Initial D.
Shout out Toyota.
Anyway, I'm more about the import cars. Japanese imports. Mm-hmm. They're like really good on gas, and they just get you from point. I mean, like when you're playing a racing video game, like it's cool if you want to win the race, but I'm more about just like getting from point A to B, like kind of efficiently.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I mean, like it's cool to drive a Bugatti, but like how much hypothetical gas would you be spending?
Well, the thing is that you want to have like a light car, maybe like put in a roll cage or something, and maybe get I won't go for the full racing drivetrain, like just stick with the sport.
Okay, but I mean, like, you know, okay, it's cool, like you can buy one Bugatti, but I can buy like 20 Honda Civics in that game.
And you're gonna be able to drive 20 times, like for probably like 150 years.
No, but that's not the point. And like in the world of conspicuous consumption, sure, you have a very nice car, but I have 20 cars. So, I don't know, man.
Summer's here.
Forza Economics from Two Minds. Okay, we have to go. This is too much. Thank you for listening to that last 10 minutes, or the last like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Tune in. Next week we're doing a little switch up. Logan's just going to come on the show and talk about tuning cars and video games. Yeah. So like, that's going to be really tight. We're not going to play any house music. What else? Aaron's going to diligently take notes like he's been doing for the past 5 minutes, which is really rad. I don't know. That was the Solar Radio. Thanks for listening. We played some cool music. We played some other stuff. We played a lot of things. Come to the party. It's happening. You'll hear more about it.
It's next week, though. So
it's not this coming week. It's
coming again next week. Gotta go.
Yeah. Bye. Oh, this song's weird.